This is Freedom ERP with another member podcast at AboveTopSecret.com. And today I just wanted to talk about space exploration. One of the things I see is in the 60s and early 70s, there was this huge push thrust. We must get to the moon. And I suppose I look at it very disappointingly that we seem to have done very little with exploring space with people beyond that one. I know that NASA has announced plans for a manned station on the moon and then potentially a manned station on Mars. I suppose I just look at that and extremely disappointed that we aren't actually spending more of our time and effort in expanding from this planet. We have one planet. If we mess this one up, where else are we going to go? So I suppose, where am I going with this? Good question. I suppose there are two things that crop up for me. One is sort of a physical process. I fundamentally think that having a manned permanent station on the moon clearly has to be the first goal. It's the nearest body to us. And then I think beyond that, when I certainly think we have to go to Mars, then we have to start going potentially into the asteroid belt. I think we can, if we get the emphasis right, we could potentially mine and use a lot of the assets of the asteroid belt to help us go further and further out, certainly into our solar system initially. So that would be my view. The moon, Mars, asteroid belt, and then starting to go out maybe into some of the moons of some of the larger planets. And then maybe from there, then I think we have to be thinking of, we've got to take the big plunge and get out of the solar system at some stage. And I accept there are some big issues with getting out of the solar system, and the fact that, you know, even with current technology, it's going to take hundreds, if not thousands of years to get even to the nearest star, and then even longer to get to potentially the nearest star that has a planet system that we could live on. So that's just probably the practical point of view. I suppose the more interesting view for me is, are we actually ready? Does the Earth, or do the peoples of the Earth, actually want us to devote our time and energies into exploring space and trying to expand humanity? If we listen to our political leaders, I think the answers might well be, yes, we think it's a very good idea. And then as soon as the door shut, they're saying, but we've got some more personal things that we want to deal with. I suppose there I sort of think, well, what are the criterion, or what are the things that have to happen for, you know, the Earth to be able to turn around as a collective and say, woo, we need to do something about this? And I suppose global peace. I suppose, you know, the Earth and the major elements and major countries on the Earth need to be at peace with each other. That ain't going to happen, I don't think, for a while. You know, we're sort of, some of the conflicts are down sort of very black and white, are very, I'm one religion, you're another religion, I can't tolerate your religion, I'm going to go away and kill people. So ultimately, you know, I think we have to become a more peaceful planet. And I suppose the other one is, we've got to try and involve all the nations. There's no point potentially saying, having the burden of exploring space being on, say, the US and Russia. Their taxpayers are going to turn around and say, what's the benefit to us? And I think this has to be a global activity, all the nations of the world. And I think if it was solely devoted on maybe one or two superpowers, I think you miss out on a lot of the energy, science, and also funding that comes from many other countries. If you think of what China has done with some of its rockets, you just think of some of the developments and ideas that have come out of countries like India, for example, and you just think, you know, some of the technology coming out of India is as good as anywhere else in the world. So I think we have to have all the nations of the world looking and moving in the same direction. Anyway, that's probably my rant stroke ideas for space exploration. Hey, I'd welcome any other members' ideas. Hey, do my ideas sound coherent? Are they sensible, logical, or do you think there's a better way? Or hey, even fundamentally, what's the point? Anyway, welcome any replies, and thank you for listening.